Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Carl comes running in here when we have the Atlanta Ghost Hunters on. He's like, man, you know what you're doing in there? Man, you're sure you want to do this?
Man, you want to see something funny. When I saw you, the Atlanta Ghost Hunter, when I saw you, it reminded me of when I was in Greenbrier Mall the other day with my Atlanta Ghost Hunter shirt on.
All right.
Normally I wear it as a t-shirt, you know, but I took my jacket off. I was going in there for a shirt.
What's it like, just like a black t-shirt that just says Atlanta Ghost Hunters on it?
Right, okay. Across it. Real clear. Atlanta Ghost Hunters is real clear.
Okay.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, man, what am I doing? Walking into Greenbrier. I know what I'm going to get, right? And I got it. As soon as I walk into the mall, I'm seeing the stairs. Like, man, what is that? So I go into Foot Locker. The girl said, do you hunt ghosts? Looking at me crazy. I'm like, man, listen, you want to catch something funny? Go deep into the hood like that? We don't play around with ghosts and spirits. We don't play around. One guy was freaking out. He's like, dude, you chase ghosts, man? I'm like, nah, a buddy of mine chased ghosts. But this one girl was the only one who kind of took to it.
Right.
She had a spirit with her grandfather in her house, and she really took to it. But everybody else, man, they stay 10 feet away from you.
Couldn't get anybody to help you out.
Now let me get
stars
out of here. Right?
Sure, look, it's not just a black thing. I think with a lot of white people listening, I'm the same way. Look, if there's a ghost in my house, I'm moving out, man.
And, you know, what's so strange is it's mostly men, too. Most men don't want to have anything to do with this. They will deny it. They will just say everything, and there's no such thing. Women are open to this stuff, man. I think women are in tune with nature. There's something that, because I would say 95% of the people that ever contact us are women. And, guys, I think it's just a control issue.
Now,
but you do get a lot of attention when you wear the t-shirt out, no doubt.
If you have
that's a bad thing.
If you have some freaky things that are going on in your house and you have a hunch that you might have some ghosts or something in there, go on to our website, Q100Atlanta.com, and there's a link over there to Atlanta Ghost Hunters. And I just want to reiterate, every time Andy comes on, I always think this is important, that when Andy comes out to your house to look for ghosts, they don't charge you. So there's nothing in this for Andy to pretend that there's such thing as ghosts.
Right.
There's nothing in it for him. He's not making any money. This is just some weird, quirky, strange habit.
Hobby.
Yeah,
weird,
hobby.
Weird and quirky certainly describes me pretty well, but... we don't charge anything for it. I've experienced things going over in my life over the past 20 years, and I really wanted to find out more about this whole phenomenon that takes place. I just didn't want to do it in my own home. So we go out and we investigate other locations, homes, businesses all over the Metro Atlanta area. And, you know, when we find stuff, we've got to share it with the public. It's really amazing to know, you know, I know with 100% certainty that whatever this phenomenon is, it's real, and they're intelligent, and they're responding to us, and they really do want to communicate with us. And it's pretty remarkable when you find things like this.
All right, so the house that you focus on today is where?
So the city of Morrow is right in front of South Lake Mall. You can, anytime you're driving down 75 South, you can see all these old homes that have been brought in. There are homes that were about to be destroyed all over Georgia. And the city of Morrow would go in and buy the house for a dollar, and then they would spend $300,000 to drag these homes in, and they completely redid them. From the outside,
wow,
they look like brand new homes. You would have no idea that these homes were truly turn-of-the-century style homes. Majority of them are pre-Civil War, and they're open for shops, businesses, restaurants. The main building that we got the majority of the activity in was from there's a bakery and an art gallery in this particular place, and it's a mansion. When I say it is a mansion, it is huge. And what's really cool about it is the house is actually, this particular house was brought in from Macon, and it's called the Napier House. Now, there's a real long story that's tied to this. I don't have all time to get into this, but it'll all be on the website. It's tied to, actually, an Allman Brothers song, in memory of Elizabeth Reed. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that song. Mm-hmm. It's one of their top all-time songs. You'll have to go into the website and read the story, but it's actually tied to Elizabeth Reed and the song that's in this. And but the Napier House is where we spent a lot of time, where we got majority of the evidence from. So we'll kind of get right into it. The first one that we got, this is always...
Was there anything specifically, like, in this house that you know where people had died before?
We know that a bunch of children have died in this home.
Okay.
There was... majority of the children just died at basically at birth, several days after. Wow. But we do know that there was a four-year-old. His name was Leroy. He passed away in the home. Again, they're all Napiers. Mr. Napier actually helped fund the war down in the Macon side. He back in the 1860s, he spent $60,000 in artillery to help the Confederate cause. So there's a lot of history tied to this house, definitely.
Okay.
We didn't necessarily know where people died at, though, in what particular rooms. So.
And it's been moved from its original location,
all of
too.
These homes, exactly.
So it's surprising that the ghost would go with it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
Apparently they did. They followed along, and in some of the cases, they were happy that we were there. In other cases, they weren't.
What were some of the activity that they were having in the house before you guys got
alarm
there?
Alarm system's been going off at 10:25 every morning. They'd go out, you know, because it happened so randomly or so frequently, they would go out there and actually sit and watch the alarm go off, have a motion sensor go off, and absolutely nobody's in the building. It was doing it every day at the same time.
Ooh, that's freaky.
During Christmas time, going down the hallway in the bakery side, and it's incredible southern pound cakes. If you've ever had it, it's amazing. But they've got this hallway going down in the restaurant area, and all their pictures at Christmas time were turned sideways.
Oh, wow.
As they're walking down the hall.
Wow.
They've heard the voices, knocks on the walls. There's plenty of reason for them to think that there's something that's out there. Exactly.
Creepy.
And out of all these homes, this one is one of the few that actually already has a restaurant and businesses in them. They're still in the process of building some of these out. So this one, people are there every day, and they're experiencing these things on a daily basis.
Okay. Andy brought in some of the pound cake from this place. There's no way I'm having him open that box while he's in the studio.
It smells so good.
I don't know what you're going to unleash. Some portal to hell. You open that box.
Pandora's box of pound cake.
All right, so let's get into it here,
right,
man.
Let's roll, guys. This is great. Now we actually, this particular first one that we've got was captured in the upstairs of this place. Now the upstairs of the Napier house is not rented out yet, so it's still very unfinished. Got the studs and all that stuff. It's very, very unfinished upstairs, and we got something we've caught many, many times, and it says "Get out." All right, it's in the background. You hear a girl laughing, and that's one of our investigators. And then in the very background, you'll hear "Get out."
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's right there at the very end.
It's
as she's laughing, so you can still hear her laugh, and then behind that is when you actually hear the "get out."
Hit that one more time.
So uh-huh. when you're able to go back on the website and listen to it over and over again, you'll definitely hear that it's behind her laugh.
And that would be it for me. I'd be okay, cool.
Okay.
But
okay,
it's not we like gotta, a kid. That was, you know, I'm not going to
ask twice.
No kid's going to tell me to get out of a house. So. The next one, it's so strange because I never, you know, when I'm on an investigation where they passed away back in the late 1800s, I don't say recorder. So it's very strange that in this clip that I actually say recorder, because somebody in the 1800s, they don't have a clue what a recorder is.
Mm-hmm.
I normally just say go to the red light and speak into it and we can hear your voice through that device. But this time I was actually setting the recorder on the stairs and I said, I'm setting the recorder right here. And a woman's voice kicks back and says, why? Now, all my investigators know why I'm setting it down, but so it's definitely not one of us.
All right, I've got the recorder sitting here on the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dang, wow. That just gave me goosebumps.
Uh-huh. Let's play that again. You can hear it at the end here.
All right, I've got the recorder sitting here on the stairs.
Wow, that's clear. Wow.
Yeah, very, very clear. This next one, I can't recall where we were at this point, where in the building we were, but it was still, again, this one's in the Napier house, and a man's voice just in the background says, what you do?
Whoa!
The whispering thing is freaky.
I know.
It is freaky.
But yeah, how come ghosts never yell? They're always whispering.
Well, we've had a scream once or twice, you know.
And that why? The lady was just talking.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Sounds like what did you do?
There's three syllables there. Yeah, it's what did you do? Somewhere along those lines.
Wow. And we always say this, too, but when the Atlanta Ghost Hunters come on, when Andy comes on, you can hear it better in your car than we can actually hear it in the studio. Something with the transmission makes it more clear. Because we'll run this, like, in the foreplay tomorrow before we come on the air. I'll listen to it on the way in, and I hear the ghost voices so much more clearly.
And you can hear them a lot better on the website, too. They tend to come across pretty good on the website. And but, you know, again, for those of you that if it's your first time listening, we don't hear these things at the time. That's why you don't hear us react is we catch these voices on the voice recorders. Then we go back and listen to it. And that's when we hear these voices. It takes a lot of time to go back and review all the audio. So, you know, these things the reason we have no reaction is because we don't hear them at the time. Mm-hmm. So the next one, this one is tough to hear exactly what it says. I think it says so much of this, but again, it's another whispering voice in the background. It's not really responding to anything that we're talking about, but it sounds like so much of this. There's something there. I can't necessarily say that it says so much of this, but it sounds like a woman's voice saying so much of this. Uh-huh. There's something there.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Amazing.
Good stuff. All right,
especially in the dark.
This next one, again, it's clearly something's being said. I think it says, "I don't know any."
I mean, you can definitely hear something going on there, you know.
Anyone.
It was questionable if it says anyone or anything. It says I don't know any something, and that part I can't make out.
All right, here's our last one. This one may freak you out.
All right, so this one I had to end it this way because this place is beautiful, and if you guys get a chance, you need to swing down and look at the old town city of Morrow. Simply says I love you.
She's got the hots for you.
I know it.
The ghost, it's coming on to you. You got the mojo.
Was it the woman?
Yeah, the woman.
Yeah.
Definitely says I love you.
Wow.
And guys, there's so many more that there's no way we could play all of them. There's no way. I mean, we've caught, in this particular place, we had investigators down at the bottom of the stairs that actually heard a child singing. We caught it on audio, but it just wouldn't make good for radio. You can hear a child singing in the background, but the audio wasn't good enough to be able to play on the radio. That's on there.
Like the Children of the Corn type songs?
Exactly.
Yeah. Malachi.
me and investigator Charity were upstairs at the top of the stairs. We both clearly heard somebody respond no to us, but we didn't catch it on audio, which is just so weird that you can hear it then, but we didn't catch it on audio.
And one thing about ghost hunts, too, is I think learning the history of the place as well as these reports. The fact that I had no idea that Maura did that with all these homes, I think is so fascinating,
yeah, me
you know?
Too.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Morrow Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.